Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Welcome dear audience. This is Youth Station.
And you are listening to IRB English Radio. Well, in today's episode, we're going to discuss some very interesting stuff in here. And Brother Hassanain is my co-host.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is going to be an interesting session with you.
Usually in our shows, we target the audience, the youth audience. So,
mm-hmm. Youth is in your heart. Everyone, please listen to us, no matter how old you are.
So, dear young people, let's talk about old people today. Let's talk about the adults,
yes.
Adults as in the elderly people. If you're annoyed or bothered by the advices of constant advices of the old people or the elderly people, so this show is for you. Stay with us.
Yes, we're going to talk a lot for you.
But we respect all the adults.
Yes, of course.
May Allah bless them all.
And help them to stop lecturing us.
Bad lectures, like, you know, the wrong lectures. Not specifically,
yes.
Every lecture.
Also, good lectures need to have a pattern. It does have a pattern.
Sister Asma, so are you annoyed by the advices of adults?
Of course. When I was younger, yes, a lot. Now,
oh,
since
you're
I'm getting older...
You're trying to say that you yourself as an adult?
And right now?
Yeah.
I'm starting to enter adulthood.
Nah, so it means that you're in a stage where you annoy others.
Yes.
You annoy...
Since I have a younger sibling, then I think I have that role as well. Because he sometimes mentions that to me, that you're starting to lecture me and it's so bad to stop doing that.
Okay, so it was referring to you when we were talking about the old people bothering young children.
Actually, I'm not like those nosy advisors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm much of a moderate person.
That's the point. That's what all the adults think, that they are not the nosy advisors.
Exactly. Because we have always been, all of us have been there, you know? We know how the story goes. We shouldn't react to them with so much of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they would never come to us, and then they would never listen to us. And after a certain level, they would not respect us even. You know what I mean? Whatever we say is going to lose its meaning. And if you say something a million times, then there would be no value for the thing you're saying, even if it's right.
Yeah, but for a fact, we all know that we, at some point of time, we have to seek advice from our adults. You know, as mentioned in the narratives as well, like, we have to seek advice from the adults, like someone who knows better than us and someone who's been experienced.
You know, it has got a condition.
Mm-hmm.
They must have the language at first, then they must know the truth, because
mm-hmm.
maybe they're judging me.
Yeah.
Maybe they do not know the whole truth, and what they are saying is just based on a conclusion they have made on an illusion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
like for this, for this, I don't think there's a special, a specific standard for this. Like, it depends upon the
situation.
For
advising?
No, I mean, you know, someone being wrong or right on this.
Yes.
So, like, there's not a specific standard. Like, it depends upon the situation. Sometimes what happens is, you know...
And we should consider the fact that we're not the one who's going to dispense hell and heaven.
Yeah, and like someone, a youth, consider a young boy, he wants to do something,
mm-hmm.
but then his elder sibling or his uncle, someone comes, you're too young for this, I know better than you, you
mm-hmm.
shouldn't do this. Whereas, like, he has done a whole lot of research on that, and he has reached to a certain point that where he thinks that, you know, doing this is better for him.
Yes.
So without, you know, actually studying what he's trying to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, the adults come and advise him.
Exactly.
And he thinks, like, you know, over here, they're just getting nosy. And
You know, I told you, it does have a condition. You should follow specific rules. Even in Islam, we have that when you are going to have advice for someone,
mm-hmm.
firstly, be so kind. That's the first thing. Because kindness is the common language between all people. Mm-hmm. Even if there is a very stubborn child, if you talk to them with kindness, then they would be attracted to you. And after a while, maybe they would follow you as a role model. Mm-hmm. So you have to be kind at first. Yeah. Then consider the situation they are in. How they say it, they say, before putting yourself into their shoes, do not judge them. Yeah. So at first, see as a young person what they are doing and why they are doing it. Perhaps they do not have enough of information. Try to clarify the situation for them and then try to guide them in a way that is much like unconscious way. You know, there are some certain ways that you do teach people about good things, but you do not say it directly.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, I do not like someone lying to me, then I don't lie.
Yeah.
If as an adult I lie myself, then I could not consider my youngsters not to lie to me.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We are in Youth Station and we're talking about the advices.
Yeah, like if I plan to do something, choose a specific field to study. So, like I have done my research on it. I have completed my homework.
Oh, that's very common. It happens to many people.
Yeah, so now I seek advice from the, you know, experts in that particular field. And, you know, I ask, like, what's good for me and what's better for me? So over here, I'm seeking advice from adults, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, this is a stage where you need to seek advice. You need to discuss with
others.
Also,
there might be some people who advise you in a wrong way because they have not been successful in the major they have picked. They would advise you to go for another major that they have loved to pick.
No, I mean, you need to discuss it with someone who has already experienced
it. Yes, yes.
So you don't know that. You should know the consequences of it, like the good side of it and the bad side of it.
Exactly.
So now you have done your homework. Now you decide to opt for that field. But, you know, so there's some random old man coming and he's like, you know, just don't do it. I know better, you know.
Yeah.
What I do is at these times.
As for me, I would never look back to that person again.
No, as for me, what I do is, you know, when I feel like, oh man, come on, now this this guy is getting nosy and he's like, you know, just he's getting inquisitive and he's trying to interfere.
You ignore.
I just keep quiet. I just stay calm and I'll ignore him. When he goes away, I carry on with my work.
Exactly, that's true. That's what I'm telling you. You know, the elder people have to notice this very fact that sometimes after a specific point, when your word does not make any difference, then you stop saying that because maybe what you're saying is just annoying.
Yeah.
And it does not make any change. It does not have any value for the person you're talking to. You have to change perhaps your way. You have to say it in another format in a way that it does make change or you convey your meaning in a better way.
Yeah, but not forgetting that every coin has got two sides.
Exactly.
So here, this youth, this youngster, he might be correct on this side. And the old man who is advising him, he might be wrong.
Yes.
But sometimes, many times, it happens that the youngster, he's trying to do something which might be harmful for him.
He
over here and here a responsible adult. Like if we put ourselves in the place of adults for younger siblings or for younger brothers and
sisters.
Just
imagine a parent who has a teenager boy or girl.
Yeah, so over here, so he wants to do something which might actually be harmful for him. The person, he comes and he advises him. And now what the young child again thinks are, he's just getting nosy. The elders, they know more than us.
Yes.
So to avoid this, what we can do is, you know, there should be a particular way. So, you know, we should be able to convince him. You know, we should show him the right path. Like, we should tell him about the consequences. We should explain to him the whole thing. If you just say, just don't do it, of course he's going to take you wrong.
You know,
just tell him the reason why he shouldn't do it.
Yes, yes. We were talking for the youth. Now, another point which is against them is that sometimes they're wrong. And without going through any assumption, they do something which is going to harm them, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Their parents their the adult people that are around them are mm-hmm. going to give them some advices, and they do not pay any attention to it, which yeah. is going to lead nowhere. If we want to say it in mm-hmm. general, you have to consider the person who is advising you.
Yeah.
And listen to what they say. If that is logical, if that has got some points that would add into your knowledge, then don't be so biased about advice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's going to help you a lot more than it might harm you.
Mm-hmm.
So just some minutes of listening to an experienced person who does need a good for you is good.
Being a good listener or listening mm-hmm. to some advices is not a bad thing.
Exactly.
You know, you can be a good listener. There's no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But only when you have that ability to make decisions after that,
oh,
where you can, you can identify the right and the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't have to accept everything you hear.
Exactly. That's the point. You listen to every single thing. And we have it in our Islamic hadith also. Or it's a verse from the Holy Quran that mm-hmm. says, "من يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه."
Hey, listen to different opinions and go for the best one.
Exactly. So we have to listen, but it's not going to bother you. For some minutes, you listen to a person and then you pick the best mm-hmm. thing you have heard
yeah.
and listened about. That's
here you have to be smart.
Yes, you have to be very intelligent in order to find out between the good and the bad, which is good and which is bad. It's going to do you a lot of benefits. We are in Youth Station, and we're talking about the advices that are not very much always good, but we have to listen to different opinions and then to pick the best one. So also we have a saying that says the worst vice is advice, you know? The worst vice is advice. The wrongest thing you could do is advice. Because people always react to advices like in a very biased way. But it is not good. We say it that some elderly are very much annoying in the way they are going to tell us some advices. But it's going to be unfair if we say all of it is wrong. All of what they say is wrong. After all, they're experienced people and they mm-hmm. know something maybe that would do some benefits to us.
Yeah, there could be different results. Like you have done this, you reach to a certain result, and if someone else has does it, he reaches mm-hmm. to a different result. And many times, you know, if you're talking about specifically about advices, sometimes I feel like there's a lack of advice. You know, you don't advise at a point where you have to.
Uh-huh. That's like, also another side of the story.
Like when you see someone doing something wrong,
mm-hmm.
or you just see someone who can do better with your advice, you don't advise it there.
Because you had a history, perhaps. You have seen people who do not listen to your advice. Then you say, okay, why do I have to do it? Then I'd skip it. Even if it is good, I'm not going to do it. Like what we see nowadays, you know, people are not interacting with each other in the way of giving advices. I would think, it's none of my business. Why do I have to advise them? After all, they're not going to listen to me. While what I'm going to advise them is going to be beneficial for them, but they're not listening. So that's also is another side of the story, which is, dangerous as well.
Yeah, thank you so much, dear audience, for staying with us. So that's all the time we had for today. So the conclusion, we were talking about, you know, advice and, you know, the adults, sometimes advising the youngsters or the youth. So they become nosy sometimes. So we hear, like we said, that, you know, for the one who is advising, he has to identify, to figure out the situation
mm-hmm,
where
yes.
he needs to advise,
to be very
and
considerate
where he does not have to. And the one who is listening to the pieces of advice. So for them, we said that listen, there's no problem
be
in
patient.
Listening.
Yeah, give be patient. Give some listening and then
yeah,
make
just listen to different opinions and just choose the best one. Mm-hmm. With that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening.